What's going on, everybody? So, I'm pretty tired, so this should be a shorter podcast, but once again, top 10 college football playoff picks. It's pretty much the same thing as what it was last week, based off of schedule, based off of would you be a conference champion as of right now, stuff like that. Wasn't much change this week. Pretty bad week of college football for the most part. So everything kind of stayed the same besides like a couple. So let's get into it. Number one, Alabama. I don't think we really have to explain why I feel like Alabama's number one. They've just played the most complete football out of everybody in the country this year. Number two, Notre Dame. I was dead wrong about them. I thought they were going to choke this week to Boston College, but they won. They look pretty damn good doing it too. So Notre Dame, number two. Holy hell, I'm having a stroke. Number three, Ohio State. The reason why I've got Ohio State number three is because they didn't play last week. You've got to put a team that just played above a team that did not just play. For the most part. That can always be. Final team, it's got to be Cincinnati, just because they'd be the American Athletic Conference champion, and Alabama would not, and they're undefeated, and they've won all of their games by, like, what, 40 points? Yeah, something like that. Just kidding, it's not that much, but it's a lot. Just know that. Number five just missing is Clemson, because they wouldn't be conference champions. They just lost to Notre Dame, they struggled against Boston College, so fifth place for me, very easily could take back fourth. Number six, BYU. Just because they have a larger scale of games, but we'll see how that goes on as the season progresses. Number seven, I've got Florida. This is one of the main changes right here. Everything's been different or the same as last week. But they did a lot better against, Arkansas. They did a lot better against Arkansas than what I thought they were going to do. So, I'll give them credit. Number seven. Number eight is Texas A&M. I know they beat Florida, but you don't lose by 28 to a top five school. So, that's what they get. Number nine, I've got Indiana. They just look good right now. We'll see how they do against Ohio State. And number 10, Wisconsin, because they've played multiple games this year. So, we got that going on. But that was a quick top 10 real quick. Just because, actually, changes is number 7 and number 8, Texas A&M and Florida swapped. I had Texas A&M at 7, Florida at 8, so now that's swapped around. Indiana's still the same, and then instead of Coastal Carolina, I put in Wisconsin, just because they played a game today, and they look pretty good, so give them the benefit of the doubt, even though it was against Michigan. But that's all I got, really. 3 minutes of this, so I'll just slap an ad on to the back of it. Have a great rest of your life. I'm going to try to get some sleep. Till now, see ya.